Scenario number 3. What if she had an affair, but it's over now? Okay, your wife had an affair, but she's turned a new leaf. She ended the relationship with the other man, and now she wants to make the marriage work. Now, I know that it won't be easy, but this is actually the best of the three scenarios in this chapter. After all, your wife wants you back. Now all that's left is recovering from the affair, which is much less do or die than trying to get her to end the affair or recover from separation. All it takes is time. That being said, getting over your wife's affair certainly won't be easy. There are three major challenges you'll have to overcome if you want to make a marriage work after an affair. The first major challenge or obstacle is rebuilding trust. Your wife has shattered your trust. There's no point in trying to deny that. In order for the marriage to work, you're going to need to rebuild that trust over time. There are a few ways that you can encourage your wife to help you rebuild that trust. First, ask her to be transparent about where she's going, who she's talking to, and what she wants. Let her know that you're going to try not to be paranoid, but at the same time you'd appreciate her willing openness. Second, have real open conversations with her about your goals for the marriage. This reassures both you and her that you're on the same page in wanting a lifelong, happy marriage together. When you're confident that you and your wife have the same goals, it's much easier to trust her. Third, court and lead your wife. Have fun with her. Go out to a concert together or go see a movie. Hang out with mutual friends. Basically, enjoy each other's company and show your chops as a husbandly leader. And that brings us to the fourth point, which is be confident in yourself. You're a man and a leader, and you are in control of your own trust and your own happiness. You can choose to trust your wife, and over time, if you make that choice enough times, it will become genuine. Fifth, ask her to distance herself from the other guy. You are completely justified in expecting her to have no contact with the other man. If they work in the same office, she needs to move to a different branch. If he's a mutual friend or someone you know from church, for example, find new friends or find a new church. Finally, if the other man attempts to restart the affair, she must tell you immediately, and she must be 100% transparent about what he said. I actually have an article on Husband Help Haven that is written specifically for an unfaithful wife trying to end an emotional affair. There's a link to that here on page 237, and again, this article is written for your wife if she's the one that's trying to end the affair. It'll walk through 6 steps that she needs to take in order to end the affair, and it's written with an emotional affair in mind, but the same rules can apply to physical affairs, too. Okay, so that's the first obstacle, rebuilding trust. The second obstacle is letting go of hatred. Just a few days ago, I got an email from a guy. Let's call him Andrew. Andrew is in a really tough situation. A couple months ago, he caught his wife cheating with another man. As in, he literally caught them in the act of having sex. Yeah, that's rough. But the good news is that after he caught them, his wife put an end to the affair and now wants to make the marriage work. Andrew does too, but understandably, he's having a really hard time forgiving his wife, and an even harder time letting go of the hatred he feels for the other man. When he emailed me, he wanted to expose the other man, because he's married too, and make him suffer for what he did to his wife. So, that's the setup. Here's the exact email that I sent back to Andrew. "Hey Andrew, my advice is really simple. Let it go. Now that your wife is back with you, in your own words, she wants to be with you. Every ounce of energy you spend thinking about this low-life scum of a man is a complete waste. Every ounce of energy you spend deciding how to get back at him is a waste. You have one simple goal right now. Enjoy your marriage. Enjoy your wife. Forget the past. Forgive her. Focus on now. It's like you said, leave that guy to his sham of a marriage. Yes, it looks like he's getting off scot-free right now, but I can guarantee you that what you see on the outside is a fake shell. And at the end of his days, if he continues in his ways, he'll look back and say, "My life was a waste. I never truly loved anyone, and no one ever truly loved me." You, on the other hand, have the better end of the stick. You have a marriage with a woman who genuinely loves you and wants and needs your forgiveness. And that's something that you can't give her until you let go of your hatred for this other man. The best way, then, to exact your revenge on this other man isn't to tell his wife. It's to enjoy your wife and your marriage and love her more than you thought possible. Look, I've been cheated on before, in a past relationship. So I know how enraging it is. I know how it can consume you and haunt you, especially when the other guy is a sleazy asshole and all you want to do is give him a taste of his own medicine. But recognize this, you are in total control of yourself. What you do, say, and think is your choice. All of that anger and hatred you feel right now is actually coming from your own wounded pride. And that's okay, but you've got to be a rock. The best leaders know when to swallow their pride for the greater good of the ones they serve. In this case, your wife. Yes, your wife wronged you. Yes, this other man deserves exposure. But if your top priority is to live out a happy and lifelong marriage with your wife, then you've got to let it go. The future is in front of you, waiting to be enjoyed. The past is behind you. Don't let it control you. Hope that helps. Much manly love, Jacob. Now, Andrew, if you're reading this or listening to this and you know who you are, thanks for opening up to me and helping me put all of this into words. For everyone else, this email is the best advice I can possibly give to help you let go of the hatred you feel for the other man. Let it go. Look to the future. Enjoy your wife and your marriage to the fullest. Obstacle 3. Genuine forgiveness. Once you've built some level of trust with your wife, it's time to start working on forgiveness. Most people believe that forgiveness is something that you have to wait for, not work for. They believe that all you have to do to forgive someone is wait until you stop caring about what they've done or how they hurt you. Well, that's not quite right, at least not in marriage. In marriage, forgiveness takes conscious effort. Earlier in the book, you learn that forgiveness isn't free, at least not in the way that we commonly think. Forgiveness must be free to the forgiven, but it must come at the cost of the forgiver. Because forgiveness comes at a cost, you must consciously pay that cost for your wife. If you want to rebuild a happy, lifelong marriage with your wife after she's strayed, the only way forward is to make a conscious decision to forgive your wife for all the pain that she's caused you. Consciously, give your wife a clean slate. Forgiveness isn't something that happens overnight, but just like your wife needs to be open and transparent with you to rebuild trust, you need to make a conscious decision to give her a clean slate so that she can be free again inside the marriage. That means no drudging up the past, no guilt trips, no you owe me's, no prying or thinking about the images. At the very beginning of this chapter, we said that you are free to leave the marriage if your wife has cheated, and that's still true. If your wife has had an affair, that is justification for you to leave. But if you decide to stay, stay. Don't waffle back and forth. Don't dwell on her mistakes. Don't threaten to leave or expect her to make up for her mistakes. Simply forgive. Make the decision to forgive your wife and move on with your life. Swallow the pain that she's caused you. Bear the burden of her infidelity. Then, once you've held all that pain in your hands, drop it on the ground and never look back. That's forgiveness. The last thing I have for you about forgiving your wife's affair is actually a piece of advice from another Haven veteran named Kurt, who, over the course of a year, managed to forgive his wife's affair, take on the role of leadership despite his wife's total aversion to it, and really and truly create the marriage that all men like us want. In fact, I was so impressed with his story that I asked him to share his single biggest tip for men going through an affair because, well, this is a guy that really gets leadership, and women in general, particularly women who've strayed. So, here's what he had to say. "Jacob, I do want to give you one thing concerning affairs, divorce, and separation that I think is encouraging. In my studies of all this, one thing became apparent. Men will have an affair or divorce or separate for any number of reasons. They could be horny, bored, too much porn, midlife crisis, feeling neglected, have a big ego, any of that. Women, on the other hand, typically only follow this type of course for one reason, neglect. They also find it very difficult to love more than one man, so you have to earn her affections back from someone else. As men, we are fortunate that if we can use your philosophy, our wives will never feel neglected and therefore never stray. Or, if we've cocked it up already, we can use your tactics to change the trajectory of our marriage and win her heart back completely. This is not true for women whose husbands have strayed. The unfaithful husband will most likely love the other woman all of his life. All that to say, men should never worry about whether or not she is on board. We can change our marriages with or without her initial buy-in, and once she comes back, she'll be back for good, as long as you don't let that neglect creep in again." Thanks for the advice, Kurt. That is truly spectacular. Remember, even though forgiveness takes time, even though it comes at a cost, your wife needs a clean slate right now. She can't fully come back to the marriage until you set her free from guilt. She will only be free inside the marriage once you free her from the chains of her mistakes, which you can only do if you forgive her. So, that wraps up scenario 3. Here's scenario 4. You had an affair. Now, I'll be honest. Initially, I did not include this scenario in the book, for a few reasons. For one, there honestly aren't that many men in this situation compared to how many men there are in the first 3 scenarios. For two, part of me felt like if you had an affair, well, then you made your bed and now it's time to sleep in it. For three, while I have been cheated on in the past, and so in some small way I can empathize with those situations, I've never been the cheater, so it's hard for me to put myself in this scenario and think through the proper response. That being said, I have broken my wife's trust before through looking at porn, so I can sort of empathize. The reasons that I changed my mind and did decide to add this section into the book is because since publishing the early bird version of Manly Marriage Revival, I got several emails from guys who sincerely do want their marriage back, even though they strayed in the past. And hey, my job isn't to judge, it's merely to help. So, maybe you had an affair in the past and you stopped it a long time ago, but your wife just now found out about it. Maybe you had an affair and you were stupid back then, but you've grown up and seen your mistakes and realized that a loving marriage is the superior pleasure. Maybe you had an affair and now your wife is having an affair to get you back, and now you just want everything back to normal. In the end, it doesn't really matter why or when you had the affair. All that matters is that it happened, and now you want to fix the problems that it's caused. So, what do you do if you had an affair and now you want your wife back? First, recognize that you don't deserve your wife. The first step in getting your wife back is actually to realize this simple truth. If you've cheated on your wife, then you don't deserve to be her husband. I don't care what she's done since then. I don't care what she did before that to drive you to the affair. Just as I told the other guys whose wives cheated on them in the sections above, cheating is never the answer. Infidelity is never justified. So, the first step in getting your wife back is actually recognizing that she is perfectly justified in leaving. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, or to make you regret anything more than you already do. I'm simply telling you how it is. You don't deserve your wife. She is justified in wanting to leave. Her trust in you is shattered. That simple truth needs to form the foundation of everything you do from here. So, that brings us to this. What needs to happen? Consistently regain her trust. Now that you've broken her trust, it makes sense that your goal should be to get it back. In fact, this might be a bit too obvious to be useful, but there's a key word in that statement that is extremely important for you to remember. Consistently. You need to consistently regain your wife's trust. And what is the single most important factor in demonstrating consistency? Time. So, whatever happens, in order to regain your wife's trust, it will take time. It will take consistent trustworthiness demonstrated over an extended period of time in order for your wife to trust you again. That means that your goal, right now, is to desire her happiness above your own. In order for your wife to trust you again, she needs to sincerely believe in her heart that you prioritize her happiness above your own. When you strayed from the marriage, you told your wife that you prioritize your own happiness above hers. By cheating, you effectively told her, "I care more about my pleasure than your happiness or trust." In order for your marriage to move forward, you need to convince her that you've made a complete 180. You need to show her that you now prioritize her happiness and her pleasure above your own. In fact, you need to prioritize her happiness so much that you'd honestly rather her move on and find happiness with someone else than spend the rest of her life miserable with you. Yeah, it's difficult to think that way, I know. It's sacrificial. It's almost depressing. Now, I'm not saying that you need to give up hope or stop trying to get her back. I'm just saying that if you truly want your wife to be happy more than you want yourself to be happy, then you will naturally have this kind of mindset. You will naturally be willing to sacrifice your own happiness and even your marriage if it leads to greater happiness for her. Now, let's think about the implications of this mindset for a moment. This mindset means that the reason you continue to pursue the marriage is because you believe that she can be happier with you if she'll forgive you than with someone else. Okay? Now again, you need to demonstrate this sacrificial mindset completely and consistently over time for her to believe it's true. How long does it take? Well, it'll be different for every couple, but a long time. Now, how do you convince your wife that you prioritize her happiness? That's the real trick. Well, it'll be different for everyone, like I said, but I can tell you this. Words are pointless. You have to actively make her life better. The hard part of all this is that telling your wife that you value her happiness above your own will be completely meaningless right now. Saying those things won't be what your wife needs from you right now. At least, it won't be all that she needs from you. Instead, actions and deeds are what will show her your priorities, because at this point, she's going to have a really hard time trusting your words. It's one thing to say that you want your wife to be happy. It's another to actually go out of your way and inconvenience yourself to make her happy. If you're here reading this, since you've made it this far into the book, I know that you really want your wife to be happy from the bottom of your heart in a genuine and sacrificial way. You really do treasure her happiness above your own, and that's awesome. That's what you need to do as her husband. Now all you need to do is transfer that desire from your words into your actions, to actually go out of your way and make her happiness a reality. How do you make her life better? You can do small deeds or acts of kindness, or even though they're not enough on their own, you can still use words of encouragement to communicate how much you value and love your wife. It can come in the form of trying to reignite a genuine friendship with your wife. Basically, do whatever you can to show your wife that A, you care about her more than yourself, and B, you are committed to a future with her because you believe you can make her happy. Finally, if you had an affair, be hopeful. This last step is a bit counterintuitive. After all, didn't I just get done saying that you should be able to wish happiness for your wife, even if that means she finds happiness with another man? Yes, and that's still true. But that doesn't mean you have to lie down and let her leave the marriage. Let yourself want that future with her. Of course, don't let that hope you feel cause you to make incorrect decisions. Don't jump the gun or become impatient. And certainly don't pressure her out of any selfish desire for your own happiness. But if you can find ways to communicate to your wife that you really do love her and want to be with her forever, that's a good thing. You can probably see here that this is a very tricky, very foggy area of marriage. And you're right in thinking that. So, as you move forward, don't beat yourself up if you ever feel like you're going crazy. You're between a rock and a hard place right now, and it's made all the more frustrating knowing that you put yourself there. You must stay strong. None of this changes your obligation as her husband to love her unconditionally for as long as you remain married. And none of this changes your obligation as a father to seek the welfare and happiness of your children, if applicable. I'll be frank, you will continue to struggle. There's no way around that. Even if your wife ends up coming back to you, it will take time, and there will be many more trials, many more ups and downs to come. Prepare yourself. Grit your teeth. Plant your feet on the ground. You are a man, and this period of tribulation, this trial by fire, is your long overdue rite of passage into manhood. Boys are selfish. It was the boy in you that had the affair. The boy in you will die through this time, but the man in you will begin to flourish, even though it will be a painful transition. And that brings us to our last point that applies to everyone who is in one of the scenarios laid out in this chapter. Infidelity is hard. No matter what scenario you're in right now, whether you suspect an affair, or your wife is currently having an affair, or you're trying to recover from an affair, it's difficult. Even though the third scenario is the most optimistic of the three, it's still extremely challenging to get through. Just like with separation, there's no magic answer to infidelity. I can't tell you some secret tactic or phrase that will instantly get your wife to come clean, or stop her affair, or make it easy to forgive. It all takes time, patience, focus, and consistent leadership. Key takeaways from Chapter 18. First, the reason affairs become so hard to stop is because of something called limerence. Scenario number 1. What to do if you suspect an affair. First, stop trying to catch her. Prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. Your mindset should be that of a patient father, waiting for his daughter to confess a misdeed that he already knows she committed. Finally, remember that opposite-gender friendships don't work and shouldn't be a priority when you're married. Scenario number 2. What to do if your wife is having an affair and won't stop? First, recognize that you're allowed to leave. Second, acknowledge that her chief motivation is a desire for happiness. It's not about the other man. Third, if you stay, grit your teeth and commit to the marriage and to your family. Fourth, be patient and follow all the rules of separation we talked about in Chapter 16. And finally, as a last resort, take away her safety net. Scenario number 3, how to recover after your wife had an affair. First, recognize that it won't be easy and it will take time. Second, you need to rebuild trust through transparency, good conversations, courtship, and self-confidence, as well as distance from the other man. Third, let go of the hatred you feel for the other man. Focus only on enjoying your wife and marriage to the fullest, and becoming the best husband that you can possibly be. Finally, make a conscious decision to forgive your wife and give her a clean slate. Focus on the future. Don't let the past control you. And again, remember you can get further reading about affairs by reading Emotional Affair Recovery 101, and there is another link to that on page 242 of the book.